AI is going to change jobs in a pretty dramatic way. It's going to make people more productive and help out. So yes, this is a world-changing set of advances.
You won't always have a calculator in your pocket. That's a phrase echoed by teachers to multiple generations of students, and it hasn't aged well. Today, almost everyone has a calculator in their pocket as an app on their phone. I remember the phrase being said to me a few times when I was younger, and James Helfrich, a computer science and engineering faculty member at BYU-Idaho, used the phrase as an example of how AI is often viewed in education today.
So the knee-jerk reaction is, oh, plagiarism, right? Just like when I was in elementary school, calculators were forbidden. And no, calculators don't rot your brains. And no, people don't do math, long division, professionally anymore. And we're better off for it.
AI has the potential to change the way we work and learn, but how do we appropriately use it? I'm student reporter Christian Nelson, and this is the final part in a three-part series on artificial intelligence and how it's affecting BYU-Idaho and the prospective careers of future students.
I think it's a way of, like, just cheating because it's not, like, your ideas.
That's Hannah Wilkinson, a marriage and family studies major at BYU-Idaho. I talked with students about using AI for assistance on schoolwork, and the responses I encountered seemed split. Some see it, like Hannah, as something that can be used to cheat, and other students, like Chris Brock, who was featured in part one, sees it as a developing tool that will simply force us to work differently. Helfrich sees AI as a tool that will allow students to have a private tutor in their pocket.
So if you hire someone, a personal tutor, versus put them in a class, they're going to do two standard deviations better. This is going to make your below-average student above average. It's going to make your average student exceptional. It's going to make your exceptional student off the charts.
Helfrich is referencing a paper by Benjamin S. Bloom and applying its findings to the potential future AI holds as a private tutor for students.
We're learning now how to use AI to have every student have the personal tutor experience. This is all going to change in the next year. And Bill Gates famously made a prediction about 6 months ago saying that in 5 years, we're going to have these large language models.
It will allow doctors to do less paperwork. It'll help teachers with homework. It'll, you name a job, you know, lawyer, architect, it'll find information for you more quickly and hopefully get rid of the dull parts of the work.
It was a pretty bold claim. Because, you know, when we visualize AI, we think of these banks and banks of computers that have all this, you know, processing power and all this smarts, and it requires huge amounts of energy in order to come up with an answer. But it turns out that's not really true. You can fit these large language models into a thumb drive smaller than your pinky nail.
In our second episode, we talked to faculty member Lee Barney, and he mentioned how his classes utilizing AI right now are seeing benefits in the learning process not seen in other classrooms.
Other instructors that have come into my classroom and have taken over for a day have stated that the students in my classroom are way beyond the learning that's happening in the other more traditional classroom.
While AI will change jobs, it may ultimately make life easier and work and schooling more efficient.
And more efficient is an understatement. But the reality of the situation is when everyone graduates, they're going to have AI available, and we have to prepare them for that new workplace. We have to anticipate how every career is going to be adjusted to accommodate this, and we have to rewrite our curriculums, rewrite our assignments so that it can reflect this new reality.
Overall, while researching for this series, I didn't find an easy conclusion to my questions. I found some great insights and had the opportunity to talk with people who understand AI more than I do. However, at the end of this, I find myself less concerned and more hopeful for the role that AI will play in the future.
AI is going to impact us differently. Depending on our job, depending on our situation in life, it's worthwhile to take a minute and ask yourself, how is your career going to be? How is your industry going to be impacted? Think of yourself no longer as a worker, but as a manager of workers, and those workers are each AI, and that's a really good way to start that conversation. And when you're thinking about it, then you'll be ready for the next generation of tools, which are just around the corner.
For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm Christian Nelson.